Nation. Dunham and Miller.
7:58 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It's Dunham and Miller Show. Giorgio on vacation today. Got Gordo and I until 10 o'clock. Gordo and me. Me and Gordo.
You've got Gordo and me.
You've got us until 10 o'clock. Coming up at 8:10, we're going to go through the recent Tiger text messages that he sent to the porn star Jocelyn James. Just a warning, they are very graphic in nature. We'll discuss her motive. We'll discuss the mindset of Tiger and read what we can from these text messages coming up here at 8:10. And don't forget, at 8:35, a major station announcement.
This is huge.
Yes. Right now, time for the emergency break of the week.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Good time.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
He's got
to
make a decision. Hello.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Boy, y'all just get so animate about this, don't you?
Hold on, we had an air horn go off in the studio. I'm sorry, what was that?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Last year's team was way more deserving of... Oh, good God!
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
It's brought to us, as always, by Just Brakes. We have four candidates this week, and the first two candidates come to us from the world of local television. The big Ron Washington story break this week, and from Channel 8, Dale Hansen reporting this story, and he gives Ron a new nickname.
Hey, Rangers manager Ron Cocaine admits, Ron Washington admits to using cocaine. We're talking to the general manager about it next.
Ron Cocaine.
I apologize for the quality on that.
But. Yeah, it's bad quality, but we got the point there. Wasn't that, what's his name's nickname?
Ron Mexico?
Yeah,
Michael
Vick. That? Michael Vick.
Yeah. Let's hear that one more time.
Ron Cocaine.
Hey, Rangers manager Ron Cocaine admits, Ron Washington admits to using cocaine. We're talking to the general manager about it next.
Who's and that laughing? Was he live on location somewhere?
He was in the studio.
Huh. It was just Glory and John breaking up over it?
Sure, Delcus, it was Delcus, yeah.
Mm. Ron and look on cocaine. Dale's face. As soon as he says that, he realizes, ooh.
That's funny.
Great.
Candidate number two, also from local television yesterday. With George on vacation, we were joined by Fox 4's Mike Ducey, sitting in for George and helping us out with the show. And during Muse and the News, Mike learned the hard way that not every story is a good story.
But he steals one from another coworker, and to get back at his former company, he logs on and disables more than 100 cars remotely.
Wow.
So all of a sudden, all these customers of Texas Auto Center are calling up bitching. That in the middle of the night, their car horn started going off, or they went to try to go to work the next morning, their car wouldn't start.
Just a quick story here, if I might.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Here's the glory day story again.
It used to be at Fox 4, this isn't this way anymore, but our in-house intercom system, you know, you push a certain series of numbers on the phone, and you can page the entire building, right? Used to be you could access that from outside the building.
How far outside?
I mean,
like from home?
From any phone. So you'd call, you know, the number, you know, with the added digits from the outside. So that led to hijinks on several occasions. But I don't know of former employees ever getting involved in that type of thing. It's really not that relevant, is it?
Is that it?
Back
is that
to
the
you.
Story?
That was it. Yeah. I had...
You could have just told us that one off air.
I need to learn that, don't I?
Yeah. Where the hell was he going with that?
You could hear him losing steam.
Right. He lost confidence in the story about halfway through. But kept going.
A lesson for Mike yesterday.
Yeah.
And
not everything has to be shared.
Right. Thanks to Mike for filling in, by the way. We had a fun time with him.
You notice management didn't invite him back for a second day. It's a tough one.
Candidate number three is Mike Bassick, the producer of the Norm Hitzkes Show. Mike, trying to be funny.
Ooh. This guy's playing at the right place. He's in Vegas. His name is Chance Standback. Is that the perfect name to be playing in Vegas? Chance Standback.
Stand back, burrito.
Yeah, stand back, burrito.
Do they have any African-American Jacks on their team?
Pardon me?
Wow.
Pardon me?
Get it?
Wow. Yes, I understand.
That would be a perfect name.
The
All right, come on. Give him a little bit of credit
not
there, right?
Funny.
Ty, you say funny?
And Ty knows
I
not
said
funny.
Not funny, and not I know funny. Not funny. You do know not funny. You made a life of it.
I'm going to say not funny because it was such a tremendous reach.
Okay, but Norm's doing his stupid play,
which
yeah,
is our
name
anyway.
Right?
Yeah. Guy named Chance going to Vegas.
But how many blackjacks do you know?
I don't know, but it's funny.
Well,
have you ever known a black guy named Jack? I don't think I have.
Well,
actually.
I've known like professional athletes, I guess, but I've never known somebody.
Right.
A black guy named Jack.
Because you don't associate with blacks.
No, I do. Quite frequently, in fact.
It's an odd bit of bragging.
And candidate number four comes to us from the morning show, Big Strong Jeremy Moran.
I protest this.
We were going through our individual NCAA tournament brackets, and Jer had a bit of a sports idiot.
SMU.
Hold on.
No.
First of all, do you have any upsets? Let's get your early
yeah,
round stuff first.
Okay, first round I've got Texas losing to Wake Forest. I don't think that's
not
too much of an
upset.
No. I got Louisville over California.
That's Louisville.
Louisville. I'm a sports idiot. I admit it.
You know what's funny about that is he had a couple of upsets. I just wanted to casually mention the two upsets that he did have.
Good.
Louisville.
Hey, but I nailed the Wake Forest beating Texas, though.
You did nail that.
Thank you.
And by the way, I don't think that that's a sports idiocy. That's geographic. I mean, it's, a,
yeah,
it's
probably
an actual
right.
name of a town.
Right. Are you okay, Jer?
I'm sorry. I apologize to all my teachers for not listening to them. Yeah.
All right, so there you have it. Four candidates, Dale Hansen, Mike Ducey, Mike Bassick, or Big Strong Jeremy, 214-787-1310.
You know, I wish we would have had audio of Biden saying, God rest her soul, to the Irish Prime Minister's still living mother.
That would have been a good one.
About still living mother, yeah.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
JW Sports Cards and Collectibles show on Saturday morning.
Good Lord, that was 15
wow.
years ago.
Hey,
leave crazy. It alone.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Users, we're not playing that promo anymore where I think that Tiger won't come back for the rest of the year, are we?
That promo has been pulled, I believe. Fake Norm.
Norm is not a candidate this week. Hi, you're on the ticket. Please vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Please vote.
This is Don Imus, and I'd like to vote for Mike Bassick.
Okay, thanks.
Sound like Big Jim Jack.
Well, he's trying to put it on.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for Dale Hansen.
Thank you. For Cocaine Dale.
It is an official nickname.
Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the emergency break of the week.
Yes, I'd like to make choose an e-break candidate.
Okay.
I will make choose George's VSBB side room.
All right.
Interesting variation.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Give me the Wookiee Uters waffle.
That's Chewbassic, isn't it?
Is it? Wait, what did he say after that?
Something about the waffle?
Uterus?
Waffle? Uterus waffle.
Okay.
That was fun.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Blackjack cocaine.
Okay, another one for Bassick.
Well, wait a second.
Wait, he double voted there.
Yeah, there's a Hansen thing in there, too.
Yeah.
Vote for one person, please.
Yes, that's an overvote.
An overvote, sorry. Oh, you're on the ticket.
Hey,
Natalie.
Hi, users, not as expensive, Giorgio. I want to vote for Dale Hansen, just so you know. Love you.
Love you, too, Natalie. Thank you.
Why can't that person let that bit die?
I don't know.
I've come around on her.
Hi, you're on the ticket voting for the emergency break of the week.
Windstar Casino, Dale Hansen.
Okay.
Production.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I think it's only a short matter of time before Dale Hansen is two wheels off the radio, and I vote for him to replace really bad radio.
Well,
I think it's only a short matter of time.
It's very
somehow
confusing.
You've combined a few things there.
I'm in deep hypnosis.
And really bad radio is going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for?
This is Big Vitell, baby. You got to take the fighting farmers from Louisville, baby.
That's a chair
vote.
That's funny. Hi, you're on
Thanks,
the ticket.
Dick.
Yeah, I like to vote for.
Chubasic vote.
All right, calling him Chubasic.
Four for Dale, three for Bassick, and one for Jer. Nobody voting for Mike Ducey's long story. Hi, you're on the ticket.
This is George DeJohn. Tune in Saturday when I disprove all theory and vote for Dale Hansen.
There we have a winner.
Wow.
Dale Hansen this week reporting on the Ron Washington story and giving the Rangers skipper a new nickname.
Hey, Rangers manager Ron Cocaine admits, Ron Washington admits to using cocaine. We're talking to the general manager about it next.
I love the laugh track.
How many is that for Dale?
That's his first one. He ties Aikman and the Pigskin Poet.
That's his first?
Yeah.
Wow. Ever.
10,000 years of broadcasting?
Ever.
Well, that is amazing.
Well, like the Well Shut Up, was that put on Dan?
Probably.
Huh.
How about that? Well, congratulations, Dale Hansen.
Congratulations, Cocaine Dale.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Coming up next, the new time.